AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. More violent weather in the Midwest. A fierce tornado touched down in Jefferson City, Missouri overnight. There's heavy damage. Police Lieutenant Dave Williams.
We're receiving multiple calls for people being trapped in their homes. The interpretation of that is we don't know what they are saying trapped. If they can't get out of their front door means one thing, but we do have debris on some homes to where they are not able to access the outside at all.
The National Weather Service's Jared Maples says this was a direct hit on Jefferson City, Missouri's capital city, by a violent weather system.
Just as the storm approached the Jefferson City area, that cell exhibited some of the best circulation of the evening and happened to drop one of our of several tornadoes that's been reported across the state, and unfortunately just took a direct hit to the southeast part of Jefferson City.
Power's out in parts of Jefferson City, Missouri because of the storm. No final decision yet, but we've learned the Pentagon has a plan for sending as many as 10,000 more troops to the Middle East. The plans are expected to be presented to the White House this morning. We don't know yet if the president will approve this. The president says he will not work with Democrats until they drop their investigations of his administration. He stalked out of a White House meeting with congressional leaders yesterday, prompting this remark from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
It was very, very, very strange.
She said she's praying for the president. The president tweeted his thanks for the prayers. With a long holiday weekend approaching, we've got the name of the best beach in America, Oahu's Kailua Beach Park. That's according to the man who calls himself Dr. Beach. He puts out the list of best beaches every year. He says the sand is soft on Oahu's Kailua Beach Park, and it's white, and he says the water is clear and calm. This is AP Radio News. Consumer Reports says Tesla's automated lane change system has issues.
Test results on a new automatic lane change feature for Tesla's autopilot system are not good. According to Consumer Reports, in its tests of the Navigate on Autopilot feature, multiple testers said the autopilot system cut too closely in front of other cars and passed vehicles on the right lane on divided highways with two lanes in each direction. In a statement, Jake Fisher, Consumer Reports Senior Director of Auto Testing, said the system doesn't appear to react to brake lights or turn signals. Tesla said in response, drivers who use Navigate on autopilot properly have traveled millions of miles safely. I'm Mike Rossia.
Researchers have located the wreck of the last ship known to bring enslaved people from Africa to the United States. Remains of the schooner Clotilda were identified near Mobile, Alabama. It was scuttled the year before the Civil War to hide evidence of its illegal trip. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.